信息的原系。
This message is all the way go to chapter 6.
那，Until
chapter 6.
那这个信息呢，就会一直讲到第六章。
So when I read these passages, I feel sad because Jeremiah is the one have to speak out the word of God. But most of them is very negative.
我读到这里的时候，有一种伤感，因为大多数讲的都是非常负面的。
The exciting is always talk about a positive and to be grow and to be prosper and to be success.
我们一般就是听到比较正面的，我们就会觉得很兴奋。
But Jeremiah is the one who became a witness that this kingdom was destroyed by the Babylon.
但是耶利米先知他看到了这个犹大国怎么样被巴比伦来灭亡。
So it seems like about 30 some years later on, this kingdom was destroyed.
那就是会在三十几年后，那这个国家就被灭亡。
But he received the word of God and he speak out.
那他得到神的启示，所以他就把神的话给讲出来。
It was full of stress, I can say.
他带着这种就是很有压力的心情来讲述。
In chapter 4, verse 1, the beginning with this, that God talked to Israel. It says, if you will return, and you shall return to me.
第一节提到说，以色列，你若回来归向我，那我，你就不被迁移。
Returning is a very precious word.
回来是一个很宝贵的字眼。
Every time his people return to God, then God will give them a mercy.
每一次神的选民回到神的这里，那神就会特别的怜悯他们。
And one time, we know during the time of the Samuel.
有一次就是在那个撒母耳先知的时代。
The one time they were humiliated because of the ark was taken by the Philistine.
他们被侮辱，因为那个约柜被掳走了。
It's a time that and then after the ark came back, but the Israelites they're quite a disappointed, sure, for some period of time.
Disappointed
for their failure, as you know, humiliated by the enemies.
那约柜被送回来一段的时间呢，其实以色列人他们都觉得非常的惭愧。
At that time, Samuel, he stand up and he asked his people to return to God.
所以撒母耳先知就跟他们说，他们必须要回归以神。
And then give them the messages. If you look at the First Samuel,
他讲的信息就在撒母耳记上有记载。
At the time, the people in Israel, they have a heart. Now they want to go back to God.
那个时候呢，这以色列人他们有那个心，想要回来归向神。
And First Samuel chapter 7 verse 3.
撒母耳记上第七章的第三节。
And here, Samuel talked to his people. Chapter 7, verse 3 says, Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, "If you return to the Lord with all your heart," and he mentioned that return to the Lord with all your heart.
那撒母耳就对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺神，
do not compromise your heart." Do not bring any kind of conditional way to come to God.
就是说，他们不能分心，也不能就是有条件的。
And then ask them to all the idol to remove and come back to God.
然后他们要把外邦的神以及所有的偶像都要除掉。
So the verse 3, Samuel give them advice, all your heart to come to God and remove all the idols, and then direct your heart to the Lord.
那撒母耳就教导他们说，他们必须要全心全意的归向神，然后把所有的偶像都除掉。
Serve Him only.
然后要专心的侍奉他。
So God, the Samuel talked to Israel, This is the way you can return to God.
这就是撒母耳跟以色列人教导说他们如何来归顺以神。
So at that time, all the Israelites they gathered in the Mizpah.
那时候呢，所有以色列人就聚集在一起来回应。
They come to the Lord in the altar, and then they fasting in there.
那他们也禁食。
And then they repent, and then they talk to.They talk to God. We have a sin against the Lord.
他们也悔改，也向神承认说他们所做过的错事。
That was the beginning of these Israelites revive and also defeat their enemies.
那这就是以色列人复兴以及打败他们仇敌的开始。
And once again, Jeremiah chapter 4, God talked to His own people.
那这一次在耶利米书第四章，神跟他的选民来讲话。
If you will return, you shall return to me.
你若回来归向我，你就不被迁移。
And then mentioned that if you will put away your detested things from my presence.
然后也提到说，若从我眼前除掉你可憎的偶像。
This is talk about the idols. This is talk about the heart, the distance from God.
那这是有提到偶像，就是他们的心离神有多远。
So, this time, the Jeremiah, God, talked through him very same way of pattern of ask them to return to God.
那同样的方式，神要他的选民来归回于他。
You know, first is you will put away your detested things.
就是第一个，就是他们必须把这些可憎的偶像要除掉。
Obvious, this at that time is their idols.
所以当时候他们也是有这个偶像的问题。
Throughout the Old Testament time, the idol is the major force to destroy the faith of Israel.
其实，在旧约，偶像是一个非常有力。可以除掉，就是打掉以色列人他们的信心的一件事情。
So if you want to come back to me, then you have to remove away all these.
所以神告诉他们说，他们必须要除掉这些偶像。
And then after that, verse 2 says, "You will swear as the Lord live, in truth, in justice, and in righteousness."
第二节就是说，你必凭诚实、公平、公义，指着永生。
Your life set the directions. This is the way you seeking your life.
就是告诉他们说你们生命的方向是什么。
It's not just aimless to come, but you have to set the direction.
并不是说他们就盲目的来归向神，他们必须要立定这些方向。
The Micah chapter 6:8, God shows what is God like.
那在米迦书六章八节也有提到神所喜悦的是什么
？Micah chapter seven, Micah chapter six verse eight.
米迦书第六章第八节。
Chapter six verse eight.And he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to the just, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The mention about what God's seeking for us to be, life to be good in his boundaries, he mentioned that.
这里提到神所要的是什么？
And,
就是他画的界限里的是什么
？Mention about the justice.
有提到公义。
Do not be corrupted your heart, moral standard and your standard of seeking the weight has to be the right inside in front of God.
就是说他们就是对事情对错的认知必须要很。很清楚。
Sometimes the justice, the standard, the scale, we can say, has to be equally the major, measuring with the close people, far people, no matter what, has to put with the God's standard.
有时候我们会听到说公义是凭着、我们、比较多人觉得或者是比较少人的那种观点 来决定，但是我们其实是要从 神的角度来看。
We easily can corrupt our the God's justice when we are if it's related or too closer, then there is a way sometimes to compromise that.
那所以其实我们很容易就把神的公义，就是因为某一些原因的关系，把它妥协掉。
Whatever we do, we have to set the standard. God's justice has to be standard.
所以不管怎么样，神的公义必须是我们绝对的的标准。
And then is to love kindness.
然后要好怜悯。
And then the humbly walk with God.
然后要与神同行。
This is this verse 8 mentioned that what is good that God expect from us.
所以第八节就提到神所要向我们所要的是什么。
So the Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 2, God require His people to come back to their life within the God's standard.
所以同样的，在耶利米书第四章第二节所提到神所规定要他的选民做的是什么。
So this is the way you can return to me.
这就是他们如何回来归向神的方法。
And verse 3, go back to Jeremiah 4 verse 3.
我们回到耶利米书第四章第三节。
Say, for thus say the Lord to the manna and the Judah and to the Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. And the mention about the ground, the fallow, which is a vanity, the land of ground of vanity, we can say, right?
这里有提到说他们的荒地。
Which is the land that is just desolate in a sense.
那就是没有人住的。
Our heart is supposed to be full of the fruit of the Spirit. Our heart is supposed to be God's blessing, so that it should be a blessed field to be.
那其实我们的心呢，就是指着这一块地，必须就是应该是有神的祝福。
But then Israelites, now their land is like an empty land, a desolate land.
但是以色列人的心就很像这一块荒地。
Because this is the happen because they're seeking the vanity things.
这就是因为他们所追求的是很没有意义的事。
Since they do not seeking God, since they seeking for the empty things, end up the land to be the land fallow ground, which is empty land.
因为他们的心并没有追求神，所追求的是这是没有意义的事情。
Hosea chapter 10.
在何西阿书第十章。
Hosea chapter 10 verse 12.
何西阿书第十章第十二节。
Hosea chapter 10 verse 12.
何西阿书第十章第十二节。
The sow with a view to the righteousness, reap in the according with the kindness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is a time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you.Here is the same words, break up your fallow ground. He also mentioned that.
这里同样提到他们要开垦荒地。
This is a reminder with the Jeremiah chapter 2 mentioned that the Israelites, what they have done for themselves.
就是提醒他们说他们为自己做了什么。
If you look at the Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
在耶利米书第二章十三节
God mentioned about the Israelites of two things. What they have done is the vanity things. Chapter 2 verse 13.
在二章十三节，这里说到神提出他们做了两件恶事。
And my people have committed two evil. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. to he for themself as cisterns. The mention about the two, which is a broken cistern, which is the two things that they, what they have done, which is the evil against the God.
那他们做了两件事，这两件都是在神的眼里看为恶的事情。
But actually, all these two things for doing, they have done for themselves actually.
其实,
for the better life actually.
其实这两件事，他们是为了他们自己更好的生活来做的。
But end up because of these two sins they commit to God, their land to be desolated.
但是因为这两件都是神看为恶的事，所以
They invite the enemy. It's not God, or God just offered them. God actually offered them to trust Him only. Actually,
神给他们的是让他们只信靠神，但是他们却因为自己的恶行来让这些仇敌来攻打他们。
So chapter four, Jeremiah chapter four, verse three, reminding of them of these. The desolate ground.
所以在第四章的第三节就重新有提到说他们开垦他们这荒地。
Simply, we talk about during the time of Solomon's when he's seeking for his life of vanity.
同样的，所罗门王也是有追求这些没有意义的东西。
Materially, as the worldly power wise, he was the king. He has everything.
从物质上来说，他是很有权的。But
end up, he find out when he's seeking something else beside of God, his heart is empty and desolated.
但是因为他追求的并不是神本身，所以后来这些追求的事让他的心就觉得很空。So
end up, his heart is full of vanity and empty himself.
所以他最后的心就是捕风，就是空虚的。
So when we come to God, God says, if you will return to God, you should return to me. It is in this passage also.
所以我们要回到神这里呢，其实就像这一段讲的。
Actually, God warning to Solomon for two times. God says,
"Don't
return to me."
神也是有两次向所罗门王说，你必须要回归于我。
But he didn't return to God.
但是所罗门王并没有那么做。So
here God talked to Israelites and break up your fallow ground.
所以这里神提到他们必须要开垦他们的荒地。What
all your trust in this word that you think it is returning is great from this word. What your life invests, which is for the vanity, you have to break it up.
就是我们心所向往的。 就是这世界上的事情，我们必须要把它给打开。And then
continue. God says, verse 3.
然后在第三节，神继续讲。Do
not sow among thorns.
不要撒种在荆棘中。We
know the thorn is reminding us, but Jesus talked about the parable of sower.
我们有听过耶稣讲的一个比喻，就是撒种的比喻。They
mentioned about the four different kind of field.
那总共里面有提到四种不同的地。
Beside the road and the rocky place, and then the full of thorn in the place.
就是像路旁的，或者是荆棘中的。The
seed which is the word of God upon to this soil.
那总之，就是神的话掉在这些地里头。But
then the thorn is choking to around to this. The little plants end up to choke and cannot let the plant to see the sunshine and eventually wither and died.
像是掉在荆棘地的那些种子，因为有荆棘的关系，让他们没有办法吸取到阳光。
The one full of a word to be engaged and entangled in our life.
所以这就像我们在世上有很多不同的事缠绕着我们。
So if you want to return to me, you should return to me. Return to me, not with as it is, but you have to remove and come to me.
所以我们如果要回归于神，我们必须要把这些东西都除掉。
This is reminding us when we come to God, we have to come to God with when we have this vanity, then empty, then we have to destroy it and break it up. We have to make our offering of heart over full of the good soil that we come to God.
所以如果我们要回归与神的话，我们必须要把这虚空的心给他都除掉这些杂念，然后真正的一心的回归于神。
We know this when Samuel asks his people when they come to God.
就像撒母耳跟人民就是说他们要如何回归于神的时候。
He mentioned to remove all the foreign gods.
他有提到他们必须要把所有的偶像都除掉。
And then you only trust in God. Only you can your heart to seeking God.
然后必须要专心的、单单的依靠神。
Only God Himself, God Him, God, He alone.
然后就只能依靠这一位神。
So God here, to actually, Jeremiah chapter 4, offer to the Israel, this is the way you can come to me.
所以这第四章耶利米书的第四章就是先知提到说他们。必须要做这样子的事情来回归于神。
So, Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 4, as a whole, he mentioned that the another requirement is mentioned about the circumcise yourself to the Lord.
另外在第四节也有提到说他们必须当自行割礼。
This is the picture of deny yourself.
那这个就是否认自己的行动。
Don't be identify yourself, but you can deny yourself and you follow me.
就是不要认为说我们有自我，那必须要把这个除掉来跟从神。
We talk about the last Friday, talk about this verse 4.
上个礼拜我们有提到这一节。
The meaning of circumcision.
就是割礼的意义。
We can come to God. We can, we have the spiritually circumcised ourselves. We come to God.
我们可以到神的面前来，我们就是自行割礼。
The we know Christian, we calling as a born again Christian. We Christian so called, we call us as a born again Christian.
我们基督徒是被称为就是已经重生的信徒。
Circumcision is a spirit, is a born again Christian.
那这个割礼其实在灵里就是提到如何这样的重生。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we can wash away all the sin.Not only that, we all self to die with the blood of Lord Jesus, and then new one came out from the water.
我们受洗的时候就是跟基督一起同死，也跟基督一起同复活。
Be the new person, you can say.
就是我们已经成为了一个新人。
Once we are linking with the old self, our life.
我们一旦又再回到我们的旧我。
And then this old one constantly trying to chase after us to destroy our faith then.
那这个旧的我呢就会一直来试着破坏我们的信仰。
But we have to change everything, all the values and all the our understanding, our priorities. We have to change everything.
所以我们做了新人之后，我们必须要把所有的东西都改掉，就包括我们觉得是什么是优先的。
Sometimes it's very we don't like it. Our flesh nature doesn't like it.
有时候我们的肉体并不喜欢这些改变。
When you says when the Lord says forgive others.
比如说神说我们必须要赦免别人。
It's not easy.
其实并不是很容易做到。
Inside of the flesh says don't forgive this person.
我们的肉体会跟我们说不要。不要赦免这个人。
We know that, but yet we have to submit to God.
我们是知道的，但是我们也必须来顺服神。
If my own self, I cannot forgive this person.
如果是我自己的话，我没有办法赦免这个人。
But because of the word of God says, I just submit to God, which is give up myself.
但是神的话是这么说，所以我必须赦免这个人。那这个就是舍弃自我。
Like, you know this, even though saying like lying to us.We can say lie.
譬如说提到说谎。
Sometimes we can exaggerate and sometimes it's not true, but yet they add something possible.
或者是我们把一件事情讲得很夸张。
Sometimes the little things we can try to fix up for our own interest. We can there's a compromise.
那有时候因为有一些小的事情，我们也做了一些妥协。
I thought about the Ananias and Sapphira. In this case, they all died in front of the Peter.
比如说 亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉，他们就是在彼得面前死的。
Sometimes we pointed out them, ah,、oh, they are very, very, very face, you know, very face. But actually, they die while they offering to God. We know that.
我们一般来看他们的例子是说他们是很没有信心的，但其实他们也是为了奉献的事情来死。
If we can bring these two people in the 21st century in this standard, our church standard, they come to our church, how you can perceive?
如果他们两个人是活在我们今天二十一世纪里的教会里头
，Only thing is they know themselves. They just want to offer everything, but they want to later they change their minds. You know, maybe half or less. I do not know, but then some of them they hide it, and the rest of them they offer to God.
他们想把所有的奉献给神，但是后来他们就就是换了他们的想法，想把一部分留下，然后就说我奉献所有的。
This is a lie.
那这是说谎。
God doesn't like this kind of lying.
神很不喜欢这样子的谎言。
Something we're doing it, but it seems like we're doing for God, yet.It is we seeking for we can stealing the God's glory. We can do that.
有些事情我们是很想做，但其实做了就是夺取了神的荣耀。
Also seeking for our own way interest also.
有时候也是因为我们自己想要得到的。
Of course, we do not lie in front of like a little kids lying. You know, it's a different lie.
当然，这就
更 different level of lying. We can say.
这就跟我们一般在小孩面前看到的谎言是不一样的。
And also, the within our heart, we have a like a jealousy.
在我们的心，我们也是会有嫉妒。
There's many many things that it seems like a kind of filthy stuff within our heart.
有很多事情其实是我们很在心里面看起来很污秽的污秽的事情。
It circumcised our heart is this kind of things we can cut it away.
那把我们的心来自行隔离，就是要把这些事情所有都除掉。
We have to understand that Jeremiah chapter 4 at this time, Israelites, Judah at that times, they have Jerusalem at that time, they have a temple of God at that times.
我们必须了解，就是在第四章的时候呢，犹太人他们还有耶路撒冷，还有圣殿。
But yet God mentioned about these passages.
但是神已经在这里头提到。
Because beside the kingdom of Judah, which country really, you know, the worshiping God, you know, the believing God, only this country throughout the whole world at that time. We have to know that that's a background.
在当时的世界里头，只有犹太国他们是敬畏神的。
And so these passages, yes, these passages, it seems like these passages seem to distance from us. It's not a big deal, but no, it is a big deal to us.
这段经文看起来很像离我们很远啊，其实这是很重要的。
I hope that we can understand the importance of the returning to God.
所以希望我们大家都能够真正了解这归向神的意义。
What shall we do?
就是我们必须要做什么
？We can really repent.
我们必须要。真诚的悔改。
I thought about the repent is like once a week is enough, or you know once a year is enough.
我在想说，我们悔改是一个礼拜悔改一次呢，或者是一年悔改一次就够了吗
？Once you study the book of Leviticus, there's a you know all different kind of offering.
我们如果看那个利未记的时候，
one of,
我们看到有很多不同的献祭。
One of offering is a burnt offering, the offering of sin offering.
那有一个就是赎罪祭。
You know that you commit sin, then right away the Israelites they bring the animal, they kill it, and then they offer to God forgiveness of their sins.
当他们知道说他们犯了什么罪的时候，他们马上就以动物来做献祭，来求神赦免。
Guilty offering is very important offering for the Israelites. They feel that what they have done is wrong. They feel it. It doesn't. It kind of bothering them. Then they bring also the same way offer to God, so to clear their conscience.
那也有另外一种祭，就是他们觉得他们心很不安，所以他们也马上献祭，然后让他们的心能够得到这个
And also,
这个安分的心。
Also, they have a like a you know peace offering.
他们也有平安祭。
Because importance of the relationship with God, offering to God.
那就是为了跟神的关系能够是一个平和的，所以他们就献祭一生。
So, Christian life, in a sense, our life, our offering to God is offering of repentance, the offering of this is called the offering of understanding of our the relationship.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候，其实我们的献祭就是为了我们的罪，还有为了我们能够和神有这个良好的关系。
Jesus always give us option that how we can come to God and that we can getting into the narrow gate, the narrow way.
主耶稣为我们开了这条路，让我们可以进入这个窄路，然后可以进到天国的门。
He mentioned about this is the first requirement is deny yourself.
我们记得的话，第一个条件就是我们必须要舍去我们自己。
Never be my own self.
就是不能够让我们自己觉得我是有一个自我。
We have a flesh, then there's a naturally have like our own emotions and our feeling and our own passions within us.
因为我们带有肉体，所以这肉体有一些欲望。
This one has to be constantly removed from us.
那所以这些欲望是我们一直要把它们给除去的。
So remove our sin is a very important part of coming to the Lord to worshiping God.
除掉罪是来敬畏神一个很重要的步骤。
And so come to the Lord is very precious.
来到神面前是非常宝贵的。
But deny ourselves is the way to come to God.
那否决我们自己也是非常重要。
Do we know that deny ourselves in the book of Romans, chapter 12, you know, Paul he mentioned very clearly.
在罗马书的十二章，保罗有提到如何能够舍弃自己。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he asks us, so once you look at the Romans chapter 12, verse 1, say, the Paul says,It's not I say, but I urge you. He's using the word urge.
第一节有提到说，并不是我讲的，但是我是以神的慈悲劝你们。
Because this is important.
因为这个是非常重要的。
So that you can say, to present yourself, your bodies, a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God.
就是他们把身体献上当作活祭。是神所喜悦的。
Which is your spiritual service of worship.
这就是他们侍奉也是理所当然。
Don't think that we just physically come to God and today, you know, beginning we pray and then we listen to the message and then pray and finish. Oh, I worship in God. Don't think just simply, you know, this is the worship in God.
我们不要把它想成就是说我们的肉体来这里来敬拜神，我们有听到，那这个就是侍奉神的。
Worshiping God is a deny ourselves.
那其实敬拜神就是我们必须要把身体献上。
Giving up my initiation.
就是把我们的这个自主权交出来。
So that we can truly.That he himself lead our life to come to the Lord to let our need to bow down to him.
来到神的面前，来跪在他面前，然后让神来决定我们的。
Sometimes we listen to the word of God, you know, says, I know, but I cannot do that. I know, but I cannot do that. Then why we come to God and why we attend the service then? Why we pray to God?
我们有时候会说，我知道，但是我做不出来。那如果我们都一直这样子的话，那我们为什么要来敬拜神呢
？When we give up ourselves, we can do that.
我们是可以就是舍去自己的。
So、the Paul he mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, he mentioned about the Galatians chapter 5, verse 24.
在加拉太书第五章二十四节，保罗有提到。
Chapter 5, verse 24 says, Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire.
这里说凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
If you want to come to God, then be like a child.
如果我们要来到神的面前，就必须像一个小孩。
When the Matthew 18, Jesus mentioned he asked the children to ask them to come to him.
就像马太福音第十八章有提到，耶稣说让小孩子到我这里来。
But is it actually his disciple doesn't let the kids to come actually?
但是是耶稣的门徒不让这些小孩来到主的面前。
But don't bother them, don't let them to come.
就不要来骚扰耶稣，所以叫他们不要来。
And Jesus gave them a very important message.
但是耶稣却让他们知道一个非常重要的道理。
I say to you, unless you are converted, become like a children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
就是如果你们不回转向这些小孩，你必不能进神的国。
One thing I learned, the children's very good point.
有一点就是我从小孩子学到非常好。
Of course, their life is very naive.
就是他们的生命当然是非常的单纯。
But once the teacher says, they accept it.
但是教师讲的，他们都会接受。
True humility.
这就是真的谦卑。
This is the action of our heart to be circumcised.
这就是有关系到我们的内心必须要受割礼。
Yeah, I think time is up, so we can continue the Jeremiah chapter 4. I'd like to verse by verse this time continue and the review finish up.
我们时间到了，所以我想以后再继续一节一节的来详读这个耶利米书四章。
Actually, this hour my goal was I reach out to verse 30.
其实我目标是想说可以查考到三十节。
If you look at the verse 30, it says, "And you, O desolate one, what will you do?" I say.
三十节就是有提到你凄凉的时候要怎么行呢
？Which is a very negative word actually.
其实是一个很负面的字眼。
I am the God. I already offer all the poor upon all the judgment upon to you.
我是神，然后我已经施行所有的审判。
I let you know you have nothing to do.
那你没有什么可以做的。
In this condition, what will you do?
那在这个条件下，你能怎样行呢
？So which is what will you do? This means you cannot do anything.
意思就是说，他们并没有什么可以做的。
But actually, trying to I explain all this verse and then end up this verse turned to be for us we can be positive.
那我解释了这所有的经节，那就是希望说这节让我们所知道的是一个正面的信息。
What will you do? Actually, if God asks us a positive way, then it's a great blessing to be.
就是说，如果神问我们，我们会做什么？那即使这个是神的福气。
It giving me a chance. It giving me an opportunity. It giving me a hope.
就是神给我们机会，神给我们盼望。
Only is possible when we truly repent, we can come to God.
只有我们能够真正的悔改，我们才能够回归于神。
Now, let's finish up today. Let's sing him.
那我们就到此结束。那我们现在来唱诗。
380。
380。